This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave in for Terry Gross. Pianist Horace Silver hasn't settled for just trying to repeat his old successes, namely his great quintet albums of the 50s and 60s, like Song for My Father and Blowin' the Blues Away. He's branched out since then to make philosophical concept albums and records with brass sections and with singers. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Silver fans just want new albums that sound like the old ones, his new CD, for instance.
There are good reasons why people want Horace Silver to clone his old LPs. Classics like the Tokyo Blues and Horace Scope are so listenable, fans have played them and played them until they know every note. All they ask for is something fresh in the same vein. This time, that's just what we get. The title track from Horace Silver's CD, A Prescription for the Blues. It's on the Impulse label. For this quintet, Silver brought back a favorite drummer from the old days, Lewis Hayes. On bass is Ron Carter, who assumes a background role, which makes for a very nice rhythm section. Both of the horn players passed through Silver quintets in the 60s and 70s, Randy Brecker on trumpet and his brother Michael Brecker on tenor saxophone. Michael Brecker's saxophone sound was so familiar in the 1980s, from records and TV, it gives this set an air of temporal dislocation. It sounds a little more modern than the 50s-style material, but still like something from another time. Horace Silver's ridiculously catchy tunes are another puzzle. They have the nagging, repetitive logic of a nursery rhyme, but there's something there for adults. Like his melodies, his piano solos are built from jazz's most basic ingredients, the blues, a Latin bump, and little trails blaze through chord progressions. Horace Silver's Brother John and Brother Gene. Now, it's not like every tune on his new CD is classic. Yeah, they can't all be gems. But the music works often enough to make you wonder how Silver keeps getting away with it. How can music so upbeat and chipper not be obnoxious?
Kevin Whitehead is currently living in Amsterdam. He reviewed pianist Horace Silver's new album, A Prescription for the Blues, on the Impulse label.